Hey there, Robbie K. You are one of my biggest heroes in this endeavor to fight for Michael. I'm not surprised that we're still communicating with each other because you're so fucking strong. And you've done an absolutely phenomenal job in being you and doing what you felt was right. And it's so spot on for people to mold themselves after or to look to somebody as to who, you know, to follow and who to emulate as far as defending Michael. You're the prime example of a person that, you know, you told your story and you're still here. And you should be really proud of yourself. I'm gonna cry baby right now because I just got done doing a video for Paris. But I really appreciate everything that you've done. I appreciate your loyalty and how you have been there for Michael. And I really enjoy how you know, we have our conversations and you don't tell me what to say. You don't tell me how to feel. You don't tell me how to act. You just ask questions and then you give your response. And that's what I appreciate the most. That's what I need. I need constructive criticism. I don't need somebody to tell me what to do. And maybe some people don't know how to express to me how they feel because I am such a strong personality. But that's not my problem to deal with. I came online for Michael. And I said I was going to fight like hell for this man because he deserved it. Not a lot of people in my private life know how big of a Michael Jackson fan I was and still am. They don't know how intense it was for me because I didn't really let people know because, you know, people would say things about him and I didn't want to get into an argument. I didn't want to get teased about it. Because I got teased a lot by people in my family. And, you know, it was hard for me to make friends. But when I do make friends, they last for a really, really long time. And I hope one day that we'll get to meet. I don't know. Because I'm never taking that fucking vaccine. But I hope one day that, you know, maybe we could chat on camera or something. I was thinking about buying my phone plan has where I can actually call people from all over the world. And I would love to just sit and video chat with you sometime and talk. And, but I really enjoy our relationship on Twitter. I think you're like, I can't keep saying it enough. I think you're amazing. I think that you're so brave, and how you love your family is just, I can't even, it just really, 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 I love that. And you have sons just like I have sons, you know, and I'm so excited for you to be a mom to your sons and watch them grow. Oh, watching boys grow. Oh my God. One of the most beautiful experiences I can say as a mom and as a human being, as a woman. I never had a daughter, so I don't know what it's like. But watching my sons grow into men, it's breathtaking. It really, really is. It's a beautiful sight. And I've enjoyed every moment. And I hope that them growing up goes slow for you, because it, for me, it just went by too fast. And you look back and you say, damn, that went by fast, you know? And you just keep doing what you're doing. You stay encouraged. And anytime you have a question, anytime you want to ask me something, go ahead and ask me. I have no problems with answering you. I may go off the deep end a little bit to where you're like, what the hell is she talking about? But I'm never too far away. I may go offline and deactivate my account for a little bit, but I'm always going to come back, you know. It's heartbreaking to see that we still have to be here defending Michael. But we got to keep on doing what we do and move on along and remember what he gave to us. And I'm glad that you gave him a chance. I'm glad that you opened your mind up enough to do research. And for that alone, I am so excited to know you. I'm so excited to engage with you. You're one of my heroes, I gotta tell you. Thank you for everything you've done. And let's just keep going and do what we do. But I just had to say those things to you because it just, you mean a lot to me. More than what you think, actually. I've never had to block you. I've never had to ignore you. I've never had to, you know. You've always been a person that I look forward to seeing online because you're fucking fierce, man. I see you on here talking about other things that are going on over there in Europe, and I laugh sometimes. I'm like, who? Rebby K, is that you? What? Because you are a fighter, man. Damn. And it's nice. It's refreshing to see, you know. It's nice for other people to see that Michael fans can be passionate about other things and not just Michael all the time, but just for people to be good fucking people, you know, and to be a part of helping people be a good fucking person. Hey, what more could a girl want, right? All right, dear, you take care, and I look forward to more interaction with you online. See you on Twitter.